Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here now with a midday interview. Rich Leader is here. Rich is the executive director of the Brooklyn Arts Center at St. Andrews. It's at the corner of Campbell and North 4th Street. And there is a wonderful event coming up in about a week and a half on Saturday, August 25th, called Art for All 2. There was an Art for All 1 that was there, and it will be there again on Saturday the 25th, and Rich will tell us all about it. So, Rich, thanks for being here today.
It's totally my pleasure. I love being here.
That's great. Okay. Well, this looks like an outstanding event. I see on the roster you have 40 regional artists. Give us a sense of what kinds of artists and maybe some names for us to watch out for.
Sure. We have painters. It's a huge array of art. Painters and sculptors and jewelers and collage artists and digital artists and photographers and watercolor painters and mixed media. It is a fabulous display of local and regional artists presenting their great work for our community.
And the price is right. This is one of those opportunities where you can go and get a piece of art for anywhere from $25 to $250, no more than that.
Yes. What's really special is that some of the artists you've never seen, never heard of, and they're amazing, and this is their first real big exposure, and some of the artists are quite well known. Jim Bettendorf will be here this year, so he makes his beautiful art available at this price point so that other people can experience him and acquire his piece of own one.
Tell me about Jim Bettendorf.
He's a wonderful painter. He has his own gallery down on Water Street and a great guy. And he's going to be at Art for All. And Sarah Collier, the charm school dropout, will be back. And her work is gorgeous and just fantastic for her to be there.
In what medium?
She is a collage artist.
Oh, okay.
And beautiful. Just
all
great.
Right.
And we have Andrew Halterman, who is this edgy, funky, amazing drawer, painter, who is just rising, and is so affordable and beautiful stuff. Really great. We have tons of great artists, and it's really a fun day.
I bet the place will just be jam-packed with art and artists and attendees
and
as
attendees,
well.
And attendees, yes. See,
yeah.
At its core, the Brooklyn Arts Center is a community venue. We try to do things that would bring the community together around art. So this is a perfect opportunity. It was very successful the first time. We had in excess of 800 people show up. And it's so fun because the BAC cash bar is open. And there are studies. Now, there are studies that say that art shows are just a little bit better with a margarita.
Scientific studies.
Scientific studies. And we play cool tunes all day. It's an event as opposed to just breeze in and out. You come spend some time there. Walk around, take your time, get to know the artists. Mm-hmm. Usually I'll have one and or two of Wilmington's amazing food trucks out front. Either the Cheesy Banker or Port City Sliders will be there to feed the masses. And it's just the most wonderful day, a wonderful way to spend a Saturday.
And now, when the food trucks come, we aren't talking about just, you know, bags of Cheetos and Reese's Pieces. We're talking some really good food.
Oh, yeah. Both Cheesy Banker and Port City Sliders, the food is awesome. And so they'll be there. One of the two or both will be there. And it's a really fun way to spend a Saturday. It's like a day out as opposed to 10 minutes. You go really spend some time.
Yeah.
And have a ball.
So on Saturday, the 25th of August, it starts at 11 and runs till 7.
11 to 7.
Wow, and you'll have plenty of chance to see all the displays of the 40, maybe even 40-plus regional artists that will be there.
Yes.
A lot of local folks, but also all around North Carolina or beyond?
Yeah, North Carolina and beyond, but a lot of local folks will be there. Mitzi will be there. Mitzi Jonkier, great, great artist and jeweler, will be there. It's really a special, spectacular day in the air-conditioned
it's important.
Brooklyn Arts Center. So, you know, it's brutally hot August, but it's cool and gorgeous inside the Brooklyn Arts Center.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Rich Leader. He's the executive director of the Brooklyn Arts Center at that beautiful old St. Andrew's Church on North 4th Street. So the Brooklyn Arts Center is at the corner of Campbell and North 4th, and the event is Art for All 2. And they like to say all for art and art for all.
Yes.
All the work is priced from $25 to $250.
It's only $5 to get in. which is really great, and it's a super fun day. So we are so happy to be paired again, to be teamed up with WHQR. It's community-focused, community-driven, and we feel like we are the same thing. It's just such a natural fit for the Brooklyn Arts Center and Art for All, too, to be with WHQR.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about the BAC bar. It isn't just Coca-Colas and
wine. No,
it's
a full bar.
It's a full bar with mixed drinks and everything.
Full bar with mixed drinks and everything, and a very nice bartender will be there that day. And it's really an easygoing, like everything we do, it's an easygoing, fun, community-driven, great day.
I also noticed something really handy, that you have an ATM on site.
ATM on site.
Good. It's good stuff. What else can we say about this particular event, Rich? Art for All 2 coming up.
Free parking.
Free parking.
Tons of free parking in the BAC North 4th neighborhood, the resurgent North 4th neighborhood. And it's easy to get to, easy to stay, easy to have fun, and great art that everyone can afford.
Now, you're at this point, have all of your artists already lined up? You're not looking for any more people?
That's correct. Okay. The show sold out very quickly. Wow. Because the first one was successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of artists who said, you know, we'll come back, or new ones contact us, say, we want in. The building's big enough to jam 40 awesome artists inside, and we sold out really quick.
That's great. We have a few minutes left. Do you want to talk a little bit about what else happens at the Brooklyn Arts Center?
Sure. Well, we do national touring great concerts, and we have some really good ones coming up. We have Leon Russell is coming on September 28th. Living legend Leon Russell will be at the Brooklyn Arts Center. I almost can't believe it. That's a really exciting event. We do tons of fundraisers. We did the Hippie Ball for Kids Making It during the summer. Incredible event, incredible nonprofit, and an incredible event. We do lots of weddings, so we're just now heading right back into wedding season. In fact, this past weekend, we did a wedding Friday, a wedding Saturday, and the Brooklyn Arts Wedding Show was on Sunday.
I heard about that, yes.
And it was really special, really great.
Wow. So, it's a beautiful venue. What is the square footage again? It's big.
It's about 3,500 feet inside the church,
yeah.
But 50-foot cathedral ceilings that change color.
Oh, my gosh.
A big balcony and a beautiful stage.
So you've got all kinds of cool lighting and things like that
as well. Yes, it's really, really awesome. It's been awesome. We've been honored to be a part of the North 4th neighborhood, and we're so happy to be able to offer these things to our community. We all live here. This is our town, too. So we walk in the morning and we go, we can't believe that this is in our town, this Brooklyn Arts Center. And so we're just trying to fill it up with as many awesome things that we can do for our town.
Absolutely. The event is called Art for All 2. Art for All 1 was last year. And this time it will include 40 artists, local, regional artists, pottery, paintings, drawings, sculpture, jewelry, photography, glass, metal, you name it, it will be there. All of the artwork, priced $25 to $250, and that money goes right to the artists.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a percentage
all
that Brooklyn Arts Center gets?
No, we don't. All their artists make their money. It's their money.
So what the Brooklyn Arts Center just gets the $5 entrance at the door. That's
yes.
What keeps you guys going for this one.
Keeps the doors open and the air conditioning running.
Which is very important this time of year. And again, it's just only $5 at the door. You can get more information at brooklynartsnc.com. Anything else, Rich, you want to share with us about the Brooklyn Arts Center or Art for All?
If you haven't been there yet, a lot of people have been there now, because in our first year, we did more than 25 concerts, and we did 35 weddings, and we did 10 fundraisers, and we did a lot of really great fun things. If you haven't been there yet, Art for All 2 is a great way to start. It's a great way to introduce yourself to the Brooklyn Arts Center, because it's really calm and it's really cool and the art is incredible and it's very affordable.
Right.
And you can have a beer and listen to great tunes and meet our community of artists. You know, Wilmington has an outstanding community of artists.
And
they're here. They're all going to be in Brooklyn, not all, but a lot of them are going to be in Brooklyn on August 25th, that's Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's only $5 to get in. It is really awesome.
You're right. This is the perfect time to go check out the Brooklyn Arts Center. If you haven't been there and you can't go to one of the $100 fundraisers, go to the $5 Art for All 2. It doesn't get much better than that. Rich Leader, thank you so much.
It's totally my pleasure. I love being here.
Great. This is WHQR.